You are listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. This is PMC Live. It is Thursday, the 2nd of June, 2022. We have a lot of the staff of Petersburg Medical Center here in the studio today. Welcome to you all. And we're going to talk about a number of different things going on at the medical center. Let's start off with the 30,000 foot view with CEO Phil Hofstetter. Hi, Phil.
Hello. Welcome. Yeah. Hi, Joe. Thank you.
Give us the report. What's going on?
Sure. So a couple of things that we'll have some good discussion on today is the health fair that's coming up starting on Saturday, and Julie's going to give a great update on that. We have the assembly and assembly borough and the PMC board annual work session coming up on June 14th. So I highly encourage individuals to listen in on that. We're going to probably be having some good discussion on site selection on facilities, since some of that funding helps define that reality. So it's great.
What's the date on that? Sorry.
June 14th.
14th. Okay. Open to the public?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We'll get some notifications out. We'll be contacting you, Joe.
Okay, great. We'll get that on the air. All right. So what else? It's keeping busy?
We had Murkowski was in town. We were able to meet with her, and it was just great to say thank you and, having that support from her office. And then we also were able to get the Commissioner Crum to come to Petersburg and tour our facility. And that was also within the last week. So very supportive. The state has been very supportive throughout COVID and also with some of that funding that was indicated in the budget. So that's really kind of a high-level update, and maybe I'll just pass it on to these awesome staff.
Before we get to them, what's the status with COVID right now? What's the medical center's response? Are you still doing any testing of any sort in community?
Unfortunately, it's still cropping up out there. It's affecting our staffing when we have staffing. We're staff with COVID, and then we have to do surveillance testing in our long-term care when there's some close contacts or staffing impacted there. So we are certainly highly on the vigilance. The good thing is, obviously, severity with vaccinations, treatment that's available, making sure that people get tested quickly and notifying the hospitals is really important. But, we're also making sure that people are aware that we have, the home kits for testing and that there's some tools available locally for that. Although the state supply is dwindling, so we are keeping an eye on that as well.
Okay. All right, let's go next to, correct me if I'm getting your titles wrong, Clinic Manager Kelly Zweifel, welcome.
Thank you.
And what's going on at the clinic that you want to talk about?
Yeah, we're excited about being involved in signing on with the Alaska Primary Care Associates. And so it's for a clinical medical assistant apprenticeship program. And we actually have three staff member in it and two mentors, and it allows for growth within the organization and for medical assistants that work with the providers to become certified. So we're really excited about that. It also allows them to get some pay increases along the way. So once they're done with 60% of their program, they will get a pay increase. And once they fully complete, they'll get another one. So it allows for growth. We don't have to pay anything to the Alaska Primary Care Associates. They kind of work with us so that it grows the employee and the benefits all go to them.
Okay. How long does that program take for them?
It takes 10 months.
Okay.
And it also includes a lot of things like there's legal aspects of medical care. They deal with the insurance part of things, front end of the front registering to the back end of things. And once they're complete, they'll get on the job training. So you wouldn't really be able to enroll in this program unless you're working at Petersburg Medical Center. But once you're working with us, we do on-the-job training, and then you can enroll in this program and become certified. And so as they go through the process, they'll be able to learn, a lot of the, taking patients back, doing vitals, assisting providers with exams and procedures, administrating injections for medications and vaccines. and just a lot of variety of things.
So great career advancement. Yeah. And you said PMC doesn't have to pay for that.
No, we don't. PMC invests in the employee. So we will pay the employee once they reach these levels. So there will be a cost to PMC, but not necessarily with this other Alaska Primary Care Associate. So,
And then
we do have an open position right now. So we have an open medical assistant position. So, you know, people that are looking for advancing, you know, they could apply and get a position and then see the advancement down the line within a year or so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Great. Other things from the clinic you want to report on, or does that cover it?
That covers most of it. I think we still are involved in COVID in lots of ways, but encouraging people to do home tests and call if they have questions. And we continue to stay, you know, always just looking for staff recruitment.
All right, let's swing a mic over to, we have a couple of nurses with us as well, Tracy Vincent and Angela Manish. That's a great microphone sound, swinging. Tracy, would you like to talk? Well, you have a couple of nursing programs you wanted to talk about, right?
Yeah, so I'm going to specifically talk about the CNA program. So the Certified Nurse Aide program is we do two different programs. So there's a on-the-job training program that's 5 weeks. It's pretty intense, but after 5 weeks, they can they are ready to take their state test to get their certification as a nurse aide. And the other program we have, every other year we go to the high school and teach a high school class for the whole year. It's usually during the first period. And it's open to juniors and seniors. And they can talk to their counselor to apply. And we are starting a class this coming school year, 22-23. So I'm pretty excited about that. And they go through the same program. It's just over the course of a school year and take the same test and are able to work as a CNA wherever they want to go.
Mm-hmm. And both programs have been very successful in feeding the pipeline of talent, right?
Yeah, a lot of people we get are from our community, which is nice. We like to grow our own. Yeah. And but we get people from the outside too. We have a traveler right now, and they are going to test so they can keep coming back to Alaska to work as a CNA.
Okay, so the school one's during the school year. The other one, is that starting up soon?
We don't have a new, we just have a class that just finished, and they are due to test that next week. What I do is I get them ready for tests. I call it boot camp. Mm-hmm. So 3 days prior to the test, they practice all the skills that they need. There's 22 skills that they test on. They have a written test, and then they have a skills test. Written test is multiple choice. The skills, they have 22 skills that they learn, and they only are tested on 5 skills. Only one skill for sure we know that that everybody has is hand washing, and then there's 4 other skills. So they have to learn every skill. We don't know what they're going to get.
Finding a vein, getting some blood.
No, that's a nurse. Okay. That's a registered nurse.
Okay. So
this is more like assisting somebody to walk with a gait belt, putting somebody on a bedpan and transferring them to a wheelchair from a bed, and just, nursing aid skills.
I'm just imagining your boot camp and what that looks like.
So I just make it like a testing environment so that they're not so nervous, because everybody's pretty nervous when they are, you know, in front of a state proctor.
Yeah.
And we do the 5 skills, and they randomly pick 5 skills from a card. They don't know what they're going to get, and they just do it like they would a test. So the 5 skills, we time them, and they have 30 minutes for the state test to complete the 5 skills. And they average between 15 to 20 some minutes.
Okay, wow. All right, so that's coming up, the test.
It is. So I'm going to be busy.
All right, get them ready.
Yep.
All right, Angela, do you have another different program you wanted to talk about as well?
Or? Yes, I was just going to do a little, just an update on the nursing program. So Petersburg is an outreach site for University of Alaska Anchorage associate's degree nursing program, and the next cohort will be starting in August, and the application period has closed, and those who have applied should be finding out in probably July if they've been accepted into the program. So super exciting. We have had several cohorts now that have completed their training, and several of those nurses are working at PMC. And so definitely seeing the benefits of having a program locally. It's nice for people with families or people that aren't easily able to just relocate to be able to take advantage of the program here locally. Becoming a CNA is a great stepping stone into the nursing program. And it also really gives people, you know, the opportunity to get into the healthcare field and see if that's something they really want to do. And I think, too, with the new MA apprenticeship as well, just really good entry-level opportunities for people to start off at PMC. So, yeah, very exciting. Yes, and so I'm trying to think of, I think that's mostly the update. We have a few PMC staff that are adjunct faculty for UAA, and so the students do a lot of their clinical time locally, and then they also will go to a larger facility in Anchorage or somewhere in Southeast Alaska to do some more clinical time. And then their didactic portion is done online. So they're able to, you know, stay home for most of their education.
Okay, very cool. All right. Phil, jump in.
Can I do a little comment?
Absolutely.
So really complimenting our nursing staff, but Angela is, you know, kind of a, you know, I don't know if you're a model for the nursing program, but you're pretty close because
nationally recognized now,
right? Yeah, exactly. But really a huge compliments, Angela, not only won the nursing award, the AZ award, but also recently graduated or got your certification for nurse practitioner, which is absolutely fantastic. I cannot tell you how exciting it is to have the local workforce growth, you know, with just these programs that Kelly was saying with the MA, the entry level, and the CNA programs with the RN program, and now Angela is our nurse practitioner, and that's a provider. So that's a fantastic, you know, really, really compliments Petersburg in general.
Many, many years going into that, I imagine. Huh?
Yes. So I started off working as I trained at Petersburg Medical Center as a certified nursing assistant in 1999. I worked at the facility for over 20 years, and it has been a great experience. I've got this supportive, you know, team and family that have helped me along the way. So it's not been easy, of course, but yeah, super rewarding. And I'm very invested in, you know, the community and in our staff and really encouraging people to advance their careers as they want to. And I think there's lots of opportunity for growth at PMC. So really exciting to see the new apprenticeship program. And I spent years working or being the coordinator for the CNA program, and Tracy has taken the lead, So which is super exciting. So we still kind of work together on that. And yeah, we, you know, had one of our first, from our first batch of CNA students in the high school, one of those, Hannah Newman, just graduated with her nursing degree. And it's just so exciting. And several of our other students are, you know, graduating from other medical professions and coming back to work the summers here. So very, very exciting.
Yeah. And I imagine you need all the help you can get, right, Phil?
Yeah, no, in this climate. But honestly, when we had the commissioner touring the facility and we were introducing to the staff and we're saying, oh, this person, you know, started as a CNA in the program. They're from Petersburg. You know, they live here. And a lot, you know, over 90% of our staff live in Petersburg. And have houses and families here. And he just, he kept commenting on how unique that is, how great that is. You know, it's something I thought was also unique when I came here. And it's really helped us through COVID. It's really helped us through when we do have turnover. We do have challenges as everyone. But I have to say, we fared a lot better than some other facilities for sure.
Okay. Before we get on to health fair stuff, I wanted to ask Phil one other question about last borough assembly meeting. There was authorization between the borough and the medical center to talk about possibilities for working together for assisted living and what services could happen up there. Can you talk anything about what you see from the medical center standpoint for possibilities there?
We're here to support. So if there's a need, we will step up as much as possible. We want to make sure that our community and our partnerships are available. It's really up to the borough I know that's something, and to be as close a partnership as possible. And if that's something that the borough wants to do, you know, we will do everything we can to support that partnership.
Okay. All right. Let's talk health fair, because it is back after what, 3 or 4 years pre-pandemic. Julie Walker, Community Wellness Coordinator. Am I getting that right?
You got it right. All right. Yes. So we are getting back on track. That's the theme of our health fair this year. So after we had to cancel the one 2 years ago, we're back, and we typically do them every other year. So we're getting back on track for that schedule. We're really excited about everything that's going on Saturday. We have a full day of events kind of going on. So I'll just kind of give a high-level overview of all those things so folks are reminded. But we have a free Zumba class starting off the day at 9 to 9:30, 30-minute Zumba at the covered area by the gym. And then the booths inside the community gym will be 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock. And then we have speakers. We have lots of different speakers. They'll be doing about 30 minutes apiece. Most of them are in the Parks and Rec activity room. So we have Home Health presenting at 9:30. They're going to be talking about caregiver burnout and stress reduction. And then at 10:30, Dr. Burt will be in the activity room talking about lowering salt without lowering flavor. And then at 11:30, our guest speaker, Carol Sepulu, will be talking about her story and her journey. Her talk is called Tragedy to Trails. Her first talk is going to be specifically for teens and young adults and their families, and it's really kind of focus more on coping mechanisms and kind of a suicide prevention angle. So she's been doing talks around the state to schools about suicide prevention, and so we wanted to bring that to our schools, although we're not doing the health fair till after school is out. So we wanted to offer that to the community during the health fair. So that'll be kind of a smaller group for teens, young adults, and families at 11:30. And then our last speaker in the activity room is Dr. Heyer. She'll do a talk that she's done before, which is understanding your blood draw results. So we had about 500 people get their blood drawn during the month-long health fair blood draws. And many people got their results online through the new patient portal, but several still signed up to get a paper copy at the health fair like they're used to. And so we'll have those available for folks. And then if they want to listen about what do those numbers mean, Dr. Heyer will be doing a talk on that and available for questions at 12:30.
Okay.
Then the big one is the keynote.
Yes.
Yeah.
Carol Sepulu speaks again.
Carol Sepulu talks again at 1:30. That's the keynote talk, and she'll be doing that in the auditorium, and that's more to the general community, again, kind of talking about her journey and how she uses running to focus on wellness for both her mental health and physical health. And
She has an amazing story. I interviewed her this week,
yes,
and it's going to play tomorrow. So
awesome.
And you can also hear her on things like The Moth and a bunch of other podcasts and things like that. She's from Nome. She's gotten into running big time, and it's helped her a lot. Phil, did you know her in your time in Nome at all?
Yeah, actually we have connection points for sure. I certainly was encouraging to see. I'm glad that she was able to come down here. We reached out to her because I was aware of her journey, and she's an amazing person.
Definitely one to check out. So.
Yeah. And at the keynote, we actually just secured two grand prizes that we'll be doing. We'll be drawing names at the keynote. Must be present to win. We're going to have two tickets to Ann, the Bear Observatory out of Wrangell. One trip was donated by Breakaway for two tickets, and one trip was donated by Muddy Water Adventures, also for two tickets. So those drawings will be held at the keynote speaker at 1:30. So really encourage people to come out and listen to what we're bringing into Petersburg.
Cool. Any idea about how many blood draws you did this year for the health fair?
We did about 500.
500. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which is similar to what they've done in the past.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good that it's back and have that service. It's a pretty important thing for people to check their health. What can we say about the results that everyone got back in general? I mean, see your doctor about it, anything that looks unusual,
yeah,
or you should have gotten a call by now.
Right. I think, right. So we do have people reviewing those. Mm-hmm. Kind of had a system where the lab reviews the initial review and has some parameters that are set by the providers. And if anything is out of that range, then they would send it on to the clinic, and the MAs and the providers would be communicating back to patients if they wanted to see them or talk to them about their health fair results. Some people just want to talk to their doctors about it, even though they weren't necessarily getting a call. They just want to kind of go over it. So you can always call the clinic to set up a well visit and just check in about your results. But yeah, people got them back within 24 hours, and they were super happy about that on our new patient portal. So mm-hmm. yeah. But if any questions, of course, call the clinic and get in touch with your provider.
Okay, great. Anything else we want to cover, Phil?
Did you mention the foundation raffle as well?
I did not.
Okay.
So the annual paddle battle has expanded into the paddle pedal or pedal paddle battle. It was like we were trying to decide which should come first. I think it rolls off the tongue, pedal paddle battle, better. Anyways, we were joking about that yesterday. Well, which one goes first? Anyways, we're expanding to bikes as well. So it'll be bike and kayak event from Scow Bay to Sandy Beach on August 6th. And we have an amazing drawing going on. So we have three really great prizes. We have a fat tire bike, an inflatable stand-up paddleboard, and two tickets to Alaska Airlines, two round-trip tickets. And anyone that participates in the event, gets sponsors for the event, or sponsors someone, can be entered into that drawing. And there will be a table at the health fair. The PMC Foundation is hosting that event, and they will have a table. So stop by their table. You can see the prizes. Phil brought the bike up today. And then you can also make a donation or sign up and get entered.
Yeah, and we talked about all these wonderful staff right here next to me are, either training or products of our training program and provide that. And the PMC Foundation does a lot to support and provide scholarships and provide opportunities for payment towards furthering education. That's been a huge focus of ours, and really encouraging the community to support that. We want to make a huge effort on fundraising. That fundraising effort will go directly towards scholarship programs and furthering education programs. So that's really important to make sure that we are maintaining that. And we did a huge effort in trying to get a raffle together. And the bike is amazing. I love it. I love it. It's one of the things I really like to do is bike. So it's a fantastic bike.
They're not going to make you wear a costume this year, I hope.
No. anything to raise money. We thought the raffle would be a lot better. I'm going to try to lay low a little bit on that.
Well, yeah. Lots more inspiration and motivation to get out and enjoy this awesome weather we're having. So anything else we missed? Nobody's jumping in. Okay. Well, thank you all for joining us. You're listening to KFSK in Petersburg. Street Beat Music is up next.